a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, we all know Tropical Cyclone Alfred is ever so slowly creeping up on southeast Queensland.
Yes.
I believe sort of northeast New South Wales is copping it at the moment. They're sort of copping the brunt of it. We're going to go live to the GC with GC after 7 o'clock. Did you see it? Yeah, George Costi.
That's
who we spoke
Sunrise.
To. Yeah, from Sunrise, who we spoke to yesterday as well. But look, you know, as if people there don't have enough on their minds, on their plates already. Former K-Rock announcer who lives in Brisbane now, Josh Olek, I was talking to him yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He's sandbagged his house.
Yeah.
He bought 10 of them.
10 sandbags.
10 sandbags.
Do they charge you for sandbags?
Yeah,
I wonder.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Oh, no, he said we got 10 of them.
We got 10 of them. Yeah. Oh, it depends, right?
Yeah, so he's
packed. Because if you're air tasking someone to fill the sandbags, then yeah, you probably have had to pay for it.
Yeah, so he's identified the sort of main area of concern as his back door. So he's really sandbagged his back door just to really protect that area. And I respect that. And that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
The way the property leans,
okay, yeah,
there's the, you know, it's very susceptible.
Okay.
Anyway, so they've got lots on their plate and lots to worry about up in Queensland, Brisbane, Gold Coast, that sort of area. But there's a warning that's been issued as well because something else has been popping up. So everyone's saying stay out of flood water, and we always say that. I mean,
oh yeah, if it's flooded, forget it. That's
yes,
the official term.
That's right. I thought it was if it floats, don't. Both work. So
don't
go in there if it's water.
If it floats, don't go in there.
If it sort of floats, and don't worry about
it. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't mind that.
So anyway, the additional danger is so high from things other than wind and flooding that they've had to put out a warning for snakes because. I mean, is this not sort of a biblical, like, is there locusts coming? Is there...
Yeah. Well, animals are scared too, you know? They're just trying to find high ground.
Stay out of flood waters because there might be contaminated raw sewage, yum, and other harmful materials, great. And also, big-ass snakes that will bite your face off. They didn't say that. I added that bit. Snakes may be present in floodwaters, may even find their way into people's properties. If you see a snake, don't attempt to catch it. I mean, that's just smart, isn't it? Call a licensed snake removalist in your local area.
I'm sure they'll be able to get there.
They will scuba to your house.
Yes.
So everyone just needs to remember that cyclones can also affect wildlife through strong winds, storm tides, flooding and loss of habitat.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's who you're thinking about up there, isn't
100%.
It?
100%. But what's with the people that are like, oh, do you know what's great? Let me get the dog and my baby and my toddler, and let's go down to the water's edge.
Have a look.
And the surf's taken me now. Are you okay? You absolute morons. I can understand the surfers. Like Mick Fanning copped some stitches in his head because he paddled out there.
Yeah.
He paddled out and got a bit of he went in the green room, you know what it's like.
Saw Jet Kenny did it as well.
Yeah, so but Mick Fanning got Curry the Kenny's board back son. In his head.
Yeah.
And he had a bit of a nasty gash going on.
Oh, yeah.
So you can understand that.
He should have sandbagged his back door.
I knew that's what this whole thing was about.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
There are quite a few obsessed people in the building, not just with that, the Milkshake Man, but also with Eurovision themselves. Chris has actually gone to Eurovision before. Will he make his way over to see this amazing man? We cannot be more obsessed with him. And he joins us. It's Gojo right now.
What's going on, guys? That was the best intro ever. I love that.
Oh, hey, look, there's so much to ask and so much to chat about. But first up, what's your favourite flavour milkshake?
It's spearmint every day.
Spearmint?
Yeah, okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's like... It's the most controversial, like, flavour, I think, in the milkshake world and the chocolate world, actually.
Did you
think for a moment there that were you choosing between Thick Shake Man and Milkshake Man, or you've just always been a Milkshake Man?
Oh, that's a very exposed question. I do like Thick Shakes. I think I like Thick Shakes a little bit more, actually.
Okay.
Maybe that can be a side project for you once you win Eurovision. We are so excited that in May we'll be able to watch it on SBS. You're heading to, is it Basel? Is that the correct pronunciation? In Switzerland.
A lot of people say Basel.
Basel. I'm guessing, although you may be a well-travelled man, have you been to Basel before?
No, I actually haven't been to Switzerland either. I've been to a lot of European countries, but I haven't been to Switzerland yet, so I'm very excited.
The song Milkshake Man that you're taking over there to represent us, there's layers to it, as we've heard and seen on your Instagram. But you have spoken about sort of it's about what's inside of you and sort of that it's unlocking it rather than sort of, you know, sort of learning things. I believe that about other things like tap dancing and karate. Would you agree that both those things, tap dancing and karate, are within all of us and, in fact, that you just have to unlock the ability rather than learn it?
That is phenomenal, and it's very correct. It's like, I mean, every single aspect in life, everything you want to learn as a hobby or a profession, it's all in us, but you just have to learn how to unlock it. And yeah, it's an ability, and we're all capable of these things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love that. Karate and, wait, what was the other one?
Tap dancing.
And tap dancing.
And, of course, the milkshake within, which we are loving. Milkshake Man, the song, is probably the third most suggestive, I'm going to say, as far as the countries go. Sitting at number one would be Malta with serving C-word, which apparently now they're not able to serve any C-word at all because Eurovision have said, no, that's a bit too much. You being an Aussie, though, we love to say C. It's a term of endearment. Maybe would you be serving any C with your milkshake?
I mean, you know, when I go over there, and I think we'll be collaborating with, like, a few of the artists and stuff like that. So I probably will be serving a bit of C.
Yeah, good, because in Finland as well, they've got a song called Ish Kamen. So that's kind of a similar vibe as well. Maybe you'll be the big three up there.
Well, it is the 69th year of Eurovision.
Yes!
You got to lean into it.
That's incredible synergy. Brilliant. So what's the process for those of us who aren't across it? What are you doing next and how do you get to the final?
Well, it's always we're already in the semi-final, but we're just getting everything ready, doing a ton of rehearsal stuff, ton of press stuff, obviously too, and just like meeting people, connecting with like all the fans and stuff like that. It's just all that stuff's so important.
Speaking of socials and that type of thing, so Eurovision fans are sort of next level and very sort of Euro and let's be
intense
honest,
in a loving way.
And
weird.
So have your DM since you've been sort of announced as our representative at Eurovision 2025, have your DMs gotten a bit weird?
Yeah, definitely, and especially since like I'm singing a song about milkshakes and there is a very sexual innuendo about it. So I have been getting it.
Is it the spearmint thing? Is that what's everyone?
I didn't think anyone knew that.
No, we didn't pick it up. You know what? We'd love to chat to you all day. We've got to let you go, but I am looking forward to seeing Yo-Go by Gojo.
Yes.
In the near future. Australia is behind you, mate. Eurovision in May on SBS is where we can watch all the action. Go Milkshake Man. Gojo, we love you. Thanks for being on the show.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, yesterday afternoon at Avalon Airport, a 17-year-old boy armed with a gun, allegedly, and also some knives, that has since come out as well, tried to board a plane in high-vis gear, acting as a worker. And then he was put in a headlock by a guy called Barry, who jumped in to assist. The captain came out as well. I mean, just terrifying scenes, really. And we've got Woodrow on the phone now, who was on the plane yesterday. Good morning, Woodrow. How are you feeling, mate?
Hi, good morning. Good. Obviously, a bit of a surreal 24 hours, but I'm actually in Sydney now. I had to take the same flight at 6 a.m. out of Avalon this morning. So,
Wow. I guess the question on everyone's lips is, where did you stay last night? Did they put you up?
No. I'm very lucky. I live in Geelong, so I went home to my wife.
Good. Now, of course, Woodrow, you were on the plane when this all came about. Can you tell us about that moment?
Look, I was in the 7C. I was one of the last to get on, and I was, you know, fussing around with my baggage, and then I didn't have any headphones in, so I looked up at the noise and commotion that was at the front of the airplane. And typically, you know, when you take off, there's someone who does the paperwork. But I saw people wrestling, and then I sort of just blanked out and ran to assist.
Right.
And by the time I got there, Barry had this young kid in a headlock. Captain was there wrestling too. And then as soon as it was safe to do so, we all pinned him down, me and a few other people, some ground crew as well. But, you know, very surreal 15 minutes, very terrifying for everyone on board, obviously.
Mm.
And then, you know, in retrospect, you know, very sad that this 17-year-old boy chose to plan and do this.
Yeah. Do you have any shearing experience? Because we know Barry is a shearer and so is, you know, is familiar with throwing livestock around and pinning it down. What about yourself?
No, I'm South African. I don't think we have sheep in South Africa. I unfortunately have had experience with near-death things in the past, so the adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
But it's more so I made sure to contact the media yesterday because Barry, guy should get out of Australia. He really saved the day.
Yeah, bless him.
Now, it must have been quite surreal as well to see the captain come out because you never see them. You just hear them kind of mumbling over the stereo. I just imagine the night for you must have been quite hard trying to regulate your emotions after that. It must have been quite hard to sort of relax and then get up this morning and get on another plane. How was that?
Look, I think you've got to try and separate the moments and your actions and, you know, what trauma can be. I think my heart goes out for the other, the people, the air hostess, the crew who had the gun pointed at them.
Mm.
And just how, I think Barry was very stoic in the moment. Once he had restrained the attacker, he spoke to him like a dad. You know, like, why are you doing this? You can't do this. You can't hurt people. This doesn't happen in Australia.
Yeah.
And that was that really set the tone for everyone. And when he came off the plane, the round of applause and the camaraderie for the crew, it was good to see.
We're making him the unofficial mayor of Geelong, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woodrow, tell us, so from go to woe, from woe to get off the plane, like, were you stuck on there for hours or...?
No. I think everyone was off the plane within 10 minutes or so. They evacuated from the back of the plane.
Sure.
And then the police were there within 15. A lot of confusion in terms of, you know, how this happened. Because everyone's like, how did he get on the plane?
Yeah.
You know, did he come through security? And, you know, when he was subdued, Barry was asking questions. And that's where, you know, the information came from, that he climbed through the fence, he parked his ute around the corner.
Mm.
Chose the plane at random, he said, but he had been planning this for a few weeks.
Wow.
And looked very young, but now that I'm 17, like, it really, like, what mental health space or, you know, what motivated a kid like this to throw his life away? Because he was packed with, you know, 10, 15 shells, a meter-long double-barrel shotgun.
Wow.
You know, like, this was a one-way trip, whether I think he was going to, you know, go out and die, or whether he was going to go to jail. So
at
17 to do that. So I hope they get to the bottom of it and, you know, find out what the larger issue was. But, yeah.
Woodrow, you're in Sydney. You safely got there this morning. Did they mention anything on the plane today?
No, they didn't. I think the crew were quite emotional. But seeing the pilot come talk to Barry, obviously acknowledging there's different pilots. The pilot from yesterday's, I presume, off.
Yeah, sure.
But a lot of security and such. So I think there'll have to be some sort of security review at Avalon.
Mm. Yeah. And Barry was on the flight with you this morning, actually got up and took that flight?
Yes, he did, yes. Yeah. All there at 5 a.m. And his son's playing in the footy in Sydney, and he's going up with some mates, so he was in good spirits.
Oh, good. And I guess, you know, it must have been nice for you all to hope. I'm assuming a lot of people that were on the flight yesterday were on the flight today, and to have that shared traumatic experience and kind of, you know, nod along and be like, wow, that was hectic yesterday. Yeah. Must have been quite therapeutic as well.
I think it's still early days. You know, trauma usually takes a few days to set in. And I hope that Jetstar follows up on their offer to, counselling services for the crew and for the passengers, because that's not something that should ever happen, and especially in a small country town. So, yeah.
Full on, mate. Well, we're so glad that you're okay, everyone's okay. And as you say, you know, there's more investigation to occur and to get to the bottom of it. But you've made it to Sydney safe. And thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning, Woodrow.
No worries. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Crazy, hey?
Yeah. And news will have the latest throughout the day as it breaks.
Yeah, and all the footage is up online socials right now. K-Rock July.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.